Daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Yeah. It's Friday. Yay! Mm-hmm. Let's just leave it at that.
All right.
Everything else that can happen this morning has happened.
Okay.
You ever have those mornings where just every time you turn around, there's a cup of something sitting in your way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of how my day's going so far. I don't think there's anything else I can knock over that I haven't bumped into already this morning. If you see me coming down the road, you might want to pull over. It's been one of those days. Brett, how are you this morning?
Oh, not too bad. Do you have one of those amber flashers you can put on today? Oh,
man, I should get a little helmet with one of those things on, I think. Gee whiz, it's only 7:30.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the rest of the day. By noon, I ought to be rolling.
Well, maybe it'll get better.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. Tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
When Camblin Plumbing and Heating says duct cleaning, we mean thorough duct cleaning. We use a process to clean your ducts that both pulls and pushes debris away and out of your ductwork. Most systems only push this buildup of dirt, mold, and debris. This leaves a lot of residue. We promise that your ductwork will be clean when we're done. If you're an allergy sufferer, have an allergy sufferer in your home, they deserve to have this service performed to help them lead a more comfortable life. And one day we can have your house distributing cleaner and better air. We can also offer you an additive that will alleviate any future molds or mildew, and another additive that will help offensive odors caused by dirty ductwork. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. So what are your plans tomorrow? Any big doings tomorrow? Any thoughts? Going anywhere? Doing anything? Family-oriented, perhaps? How about swinging by the Atlantic Airport? You know, we had a chance earlier this week to talk to Gary Moss and Gary Pellet about some of the organizational things and what's going on at the Atlantic Airport this week with the Heroes of the Heritage and Homecoming Atlantic Fly Iowa event. That'll be the show itself will be from 11 to 1, but they have other things going on as well. There's a breakfast that will kind of get things underway earlier in the morning. That starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. You can enjoy that flight breakfast, and they'll have some static displays, lots of things there as well. And then the air show, of course, gets underway a little bit later on from 11 until 1, but they'll also have a chance for you to check out some different types of aircraft. You can do there'll be hot air balloons, there'll be even helicopter rides and things out there, too. It's the kind of stuff I'm imagining little boys would really get into, this kind of a thing. Not that little girls won't, but, boy, I see a lot of little boys.
Just little boys?
Well, yeah, big boys, too. I'm seeing a lot of children really getting excited about that, wanting to go out and get one of those little flight helmets and a pair of goggles or something afterward, because, you know, they're so impressionable at that age. They see something like that and they want to do that. But I was looking through the booklet. They put out a program for this and gave us a few copies of this ahead of time, and I was just looking through this the other day, and I was kind of amazed. This isn't my thing. I'm not a regular at one of these things. I would be just a fan like everyone else. But I'm looking through this, and there's a fellow by the name of Greg Kuntz, who's a pilot, and he's kind of an aerobat, I guess you could call it. He's one of these guys that does all those things with those planes, you know. And he's got his plane that it does a lot of stuff, and so does he. And actually, you know, when you're growing up, and mom and dad say, "Hey, what do you want to be?" Usually people start thinking of pretty standard things. I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. I want to be a ball player. You know, I want to be this. I want to be that. Who grows up thinking, I want to run a bed and breakfast aerobatic school at a private airstrip in Alabama? That's what he does for a living. I mean, talk about combining some fun stuff. But he'll be showing off some fun stuff tomorrow at this air show here in Atlantic. I was looking through some of the stuff. They've got, like, diagrams in the program. Greg, make sure you get yourself a program, by the way, because it's kind of cool, some of the stuff that they have in here. They have some diagrams in here. And I mean, I'm looking at it, and it might as well be the theory of relativity. I mean, I'm looking at this thing, and it's squiggly lines, little markings and dashes and dots.
I think I've seen that stuff on cave walls.
It does. It kind of looks like hieroglyphics, doesn't it? It's all kinds of. Now, of course, it means something to him. But to me, I'm looking at it thinking, okay, I don't speak Russian, but it looks cool, you know. And I'm looking over here to the other side, and that's got all the details and stuff here for his routine. And it talks about, well, the plane itself, it's an American Champion Super Decathlon. It says it has a rate of climb of 1,280 FPM, a maximum speed of 155 miles per hour. He can get that thing up to 15,800 feet if he wanted to. And it can reach 5 Gs. Not sure I want to find that out myself, but he can do that. And then it's got the routine on here, and I have some cool names on some of these different maneuvers that he's going to be doing. One is called the avalanche. One is called a hammerhead with a quarter roll. Sounds like how you miss the nail. He's also got a something called a square loop. He'll do a tail. I'm having a hard time. I got to get my glasses out here. It's a tall slide to inverted, it says. A Waldo Pepper outside loop, as opposed to the Dr. Pepper outside loop, I guess. There's also a push-up to a Humpty Bump. It's just fun to say this stuff. I can't wait to see what it looks like. An inside-outside Cuban 8. There's a hammerhead with a half roll and a push-out, an inverted four-point roll, a half-inverted Cuban 8, a full Cuban 8, a hammerhead, slow rolls, the reverse half Cuban 8, an inverted ribbon cutting, center stage Humpty Bump, a half vertical roll with hump, old-fashioned loop. There's a hammerhead again with a quarter roll, the Super D tumble, the multi-rolls, a half Cuban 8, a Barnstormer's barrel roll. I think we all know what that is without having to think real hard. And then also the knife edge pass. That'll be all some of the things that he'll be doing as part of his routine at the air show. If you're thinking the air show is something that, oh, neat, I've been to the different museums and stuff before, that's not what it is. There'll be some static displays and things, but you're also going to want to make sure that you have a chair that's good and comfortable, perhaps with a little bit of a neck brace to it as well. You know, you want to, if you got one of those chaise lounges that you can bring out with you to set down so you can kind of tilt it back. And
is it going to be sunny tomorrow for the show?
Well, I hope so. And keep your eye on the sky.
Maybe sunglasses might be a good thing too.
It could be. Might not be the worst thing in the world, but yeah, he's going to do all kinds of different things. And that's just one person who's out there, too. There are lots of different things you're going to see when you go out there as well. There'll be those P-51 Mustangs. There'll be plenty of other things, too. We mentioned the hot air balloons and the helicopter rides will be available there, too. But Greg Kuntz, he's got over 22,000 flight hours and over 165 different types of aircraft. And he spent quite a career as a flight instructor, charter pilot, and a corporate flight department manager. He's flown just about everything that they make. He's had a chance to operate in the sky. I'm pretty sure he hasn't had a chance to do all these different maneuvers with all of those different things, but all kinds of different stuff. So should be a lot of fun, and I'm guessing that folks will be able to sit there and walk away from that still talking about some of the things that they saw, and that's just one part of it, too. So I hope you get a chance to get out there and enjoy some of that. Again, they'll have that flight breakfast that gets underway in the morning at 8 o'clock there at the hangar, and then after that, there'll be some displays and things before the air show gets things going at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's from 11 to 1, so it should be a lot of fun. And they do have some notes in here, too. It's going to be, from what it sounds like, it's going to be fairly informal. They'll direct you to the areas where you can park and things, but you know, they do have aircraft and other vehicles that'll be moving around. Of course, you're using the airstrip and stuff, too, so you know, you want to be aware of what's going on, too. Obviously, you don't want to walk in front of an airplane that might be taxiing toward you. Not usually a good idea. But, you know, you don't want to walk with your back to a moving airplane as well. And there'll be a lot of things moving around, too. You don't want to touch those airplanes without the owner's permission either. And be careful walking beneath the wings of the airplanes as well. Sometimes oil, fuel, things like that might drip a little bit. But also be careful you don't walk into a propeller or any of the other things that are there, the tie downs on the wheels and ropes, things like that. So be aware of all the things that are around you. Small children, if you're going to bring them out, and they encourage you to do that. It is a family type event. Make sure you hold on to their hands so they don't dart out where they shouldn't be, and don't let them play with things that can be thrown and stuff too. Also, if you're going to be looking at an airplane, make sure you're careful not to lean against it. And jewelry, watches, belt buckles, cell phones, cameras, all these kinds of things. You know, car dealers kind of feel the same way about some of that stuff, you know, the belt buckles and stuff. Sometimes the cars that get dented, not dented up, but scratched up a little bit the most get marked up are the ones on the showroom.
Mm-hmm.
As people get a good close look at them. Well, it's the same thing with some of those planes, too. If you're wandering around looking at some of the things, some of the different displays and things, make sure you be careful so you don't accidentally scratch or, you know, tear any of the skin on the aircraft there, too. And don't sit on any of them either. They do ask for some common things like that. Have fun, look around, and see some good stuff, but be a little bit careful, too. In some cases, there's an awful, well, in all cases, there's an awful lot of money involved there. But there's also a lot of hard work and time put into that as well. So, again, that's from 8 o'clock in the morning. That's when the breakfast starts. And then from 11 to 1 will be the actual air show at the Atlantic Municipal Airport. Oh, and did I tell you what the admission price is for that?
Zero.
Yeah, good guess. It's nothing. There is, of course, a charge for the breakfast if you want to come out and enjoy. But other than that, and there'll be plenty of things around that day, too. They'll have concessions and things out there for you, too. So you look for all that kind of stuff for a charge. But the actual admission onto the grounds to enjoy that, you already have the ticket in your pocket. It's free.
You don't see that very often.
No, you really don't. Yeah. Some of those things can get kind of pricey, too.
I told all my guys I'd pay for their admission out there for this weekend if they wanted to go out.
That's a great benefit. That's a great benefit. You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah. They were thrilled.
I bet they were. I bet they were. Well, if you get a chance to get out and enjoy some of that, do so. I think you'll come away very satisfied with the value. Certainly, since you didn't pay anything to get on the grounds, but you'll be very satisfied with what you're going to see and the good time, too, and a good family time, too. I want to turn things back over to Brett. Tell us more about Camblin's.
Lennox has always been respected in the heating and air conditioning fields as one manufacturer to follow with all their innovations. They were the first manufacturer to really enter the air quality market and still lead the field with their Pure Air unit. This miraculous unit combines an ultraviolet light with an electronic air cleaner and a MERV 16 filter to give you the cleanest air possible in your entire home, not just one room. If you have allergies, you will notice an immediate improvement in your comfort and allergy symptoms. From hay fever to sinus to asthma symptoms, this great machine will help alleviate those terrible times. Give us a call soon and start breathing the good air. Call the Atlantic store at 243-1512 or the Harlan store at 755-3286 to get more information. The thought of the day today is by Herman Melville. It says, familiarity with danger makes us brave, makes a brave man braver, but less daring.
Fits right in with all these high
altitude
stuff. Yes,
we did fit that one in good today, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap my head around what a center stage Humpty Bump is. But I do like the name. That's a cool name. Brett, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.